We are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, and we always talk about a variety of topics. I want to start with this. Yesterday, the Wild win in overtime, 3-2, and one guy had all three. Kirill Kaprizov had the hat trick. And when you look around the four teams, the major league, the major pro teams in Minnesota, you've got him with the Wild, you've got Anthony Edwards with the Wolves, you have Justin Jefferson with the Vikings. And you and I were talking off the air. I'm talking about three great young players. If we could include a 25-year-old in that mix for the Twins, this Johan Duran is incredible. I mean, the guy, I don't agree that he should be throwing this hard early. However, he did hit 102.5 in his first outing of spring. And if he doesn't get hurt, I mean, he's going to be a sensation, because when guys throw like that, their acclaim travels far. But the other three, I mean, I can't think of another city, or certainly not another time in Minnesota, when they had three young guys that good for that period of time. Was AP, Adrian Peterson, and Kevin Garnett, were they young at the same? I mean, did they both come in around the same time? That might be a comparison. No?
Garnett and Moss came in together.
Remember,
it was the Sports Illustrated cover with the two. It was Garnett and the Vikings in Moss's jersey and Moss in Garnett's jersey. That would probably be the closest time where you had that level of superstars on teams. And that was just the two guys, but it was kind of, if you're going to only have two, that's kind of a two to half.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. There was no one with the Wild at the time, or no one with the Twins.
So, not at that caliber.
Yeah,
no,
that's a pretty good caliber, quite honestly. That's pretty dang good. But these three guys, and maybe Duran if he stays. The key to me is, I think whenever you mention Duran, D-U-R-A-N, it's Duran. Whenever you mention him, you got to throw out there the fact that if he stays healthy, that has to be a big part of
the case. That's the case with any of the Twins rookies. Remember, we talked about this a few years ago, Bob, or a year ago, about the rookies and comparing them. And we talked about Alex Kirilloff. And of course, he's had wrist injuries and now wrist surgery. And we hope that, and all the signs are that he's finally turned the corner and may be a factor this year. But, you've had Kirilloff mentioned, you had Royce Lewis, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, you always worry with the Twins, as long as they can stay healthy. Now they have a new trainer this year, so hopefully that improves. But yeah, that's the health of the young players has been a big issue for that team.
Yep. That always is. And that, by the way, we're talking a little sports. Let's throw this in. You reminded me, the MIAC, Carlton beat St. John's for the title. So that they'll wind up going to the Division III. And I don't know. They make it. Maybe St. John's has a shot at getting in as one of the wild cards, but we'll see. But the big
news. Possibly. Yeah.
Big news yesterday was the energy department saying that, yeah, you know, that COVID came out of a lab in China. Well, thanks for joining the rest of us, because we all believe that. No one believed it came out of a wet market. I certainly didn't. I'm sure you didn't. I don't know anyone that does.
No. When you first heard that COVID had originated out of Wuhan, China, and then you find out that there's a biological weapons factory in Wuhan, China, I think it was pretty clear to anybody with half a brain what had happened.
Yes.
But of course, remember 3 years ago, if you promoted that theory, you were a quack, you were a nut job, you were a conspiracy theorist, you'd be deplatformed from Twitter and Facebook. You had Anthony Fauci out there saying, no, absolutely, it occurred in nature, and there's no way that this came out of a lab. I think the bigger question here, Bob, is who's going to be held accountable? And not only for the quote unquote disinformation that turned out to be true in this country, but what is our president going to do to muster up the world community to actually penalize China?
Nothing.
Because I'm an attorney. Someone screws up, you hold them accountable. This was, I don't care what, it was at best negligence that they were screwing around with this virus in a lab. And they should be held accountable. If I had my way, I would say, you know, any debt to China gets wiped out. You're right, Bob. He will do nothing because he's got interests over there. His family's got interests over there.
Well, yes, and especially the Ukraine and China too. You're right. He has it in both places. And you know, mm-hmm. I don't like to get too political with things, but he needs to step up, and there are things that need to be done. He's like, he's also, he's saying things that are so inaccurate lately about, you know, the border being secure. He made a comment like that a while. What is it? It's not secure. You know, now he's real upset about all the fentanyl deaths. Yeah. And that's like Walls talking about after what happened in St. Paul. Well, we have to crack down on criminals and on gangs. Well, you could have been doing that for the last decade. Yeah. There should have been decades, not decade. Not you and other politicians did nothing.
Yeah, the Walls thing is rich. So the story I think you're referring to is there was a funeral for the Harding High School student who was stabbed to death, no guns involved, stabbed to death by a fellow student. And at the funeral, three people are shot. So now Walls is all over it because there's guns involved.
And it may, okay, first of all, he wants a crackdown on law-abiding people with guns because that's where the crackdown will affect. If you're a criminal, you're still going to get guns illegally and still going to use them. This is where they lose sight of what's happening, and they just don't understand. It is incredibly frustrating that they just don't get it. That, yes, you will put all these restrictions on people who are not going to commit any type of crimes, but the people that are, they're not going to, they want to, cut it back so you can only have a magazine with no more than 10 bullets in it. That's not going to stop criminals. Oh, God, we can't put more than 10 bullets in the magazine. Of course it's not going to stop them. My gosh.
By definition, criminals don't follow laws. So they're doing is putting their law-abiding citizens at risk.
I hope these outstate Democrats, because the Democrats have been voting as a block. When it comes to guns, when you look at what the restrictions, they basically want to have everyone re-register all your guns. They want to know who's got what. And it's, I hope that one of them says no. Because all it needs is one Democrat to say no in the Senate and nothing gets through, right? They have a one-person lead. And I would hope that they just come to their senses on a lot of these things. It's out of control what they're doing. They're like, they're giddy children that they've been taken to the candy store. They could take whatever they want off the shelf.
Yeah. Well, with the gun bills that they've proposed over there, the gun control stuff, Bob, you know, some of the stuff has already been shot down in the courts in the past. And I think that I have more confidence of lawsuits to challenge those laws if they are passed and struck down in the courts than I do one Democrat having brains enough to put the brakes on at this point. It's sad to say that, but I think that's reality.
I absolutely hope you're right. Now, speaking of shooting his mouth off, Woody Harrelson had a few things to say on Saturday Night Live. Give me the highlights, because you watched it, or do you just watch the
I watched the replay of the monologue after I was looking on Twitter and said, why is Woody Harrelson trending? And then I looked like, oh boy. So he hosted Saturday Night Live for the fifth time on Saturday night, did this monologue, and at one point he starts talking about the last time he hosted was in the fall of 2019, and afterwards he'd gone to Central Park and he sat down and read the script that was given to him, and it was about, and the story was that all, you know, the major drug cartels got together and paid off the media and the politicians to lock everybody down in their homes, and you couldn't come out unless you took the cartel's drugs. He goes, that wouldn't happen. I turned it down. Obviously a referencing, you know, Pfizer and the COVID vaccine and the lockdowns from the COVID era. And he's, you know, Woody Harrelson is not afraid to speak his mind on stuff, but yeah, the everything got real quiet. Cause you know, and then of course the media came out and said, you know, that he was spinning anti-vax conspiracies during his monologue, which kind of, in my opinion, plays right into what he said about buying off the media. I hope that the Republicans in Congress, in the House, at least start the ball rolling on investigations as to what all played out, because this nation is on its knees right now as a result of everything that went on with this pandemic and the beating down of people for having different views on things and promoting certain treatments over others and all of this. And we just got to get to the bottom of this. I think that before this nation can heal, we got to get closure on this and figure out somebody's responsible for all of this. And then you'd be held accountable.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Got to get to the bottom of it. Jeff, we have to get to the end of this. Jeff O'Brien, thanks so much.